for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. Last week was the Wonders of Cannabis event out in San Francisco, and the main speaker was the comedian Mr. Tommy Chong.
When Ed asked me if I would like to come and be part of the festivities, I declined because, you know, I've been asked to do the Cannabis Cup almost every year in Seattle Hemp Fest. I've been asked to appear at all these places. And the reason I decline is not because I don't believe in the cause, because obviously, you know, I do. When I'm working, I can't smoke. And I'm working and I can't smoke. And you don't know what it's like, man, being a flathead like I am and being around all you guys and then having to go, oh, no thanks. And I go, you know, I felt like I'm back in jail. I did go to jail, and actually it turned out to be a big plus for my career. It really helped my career. I mean, it elevated me from a partner of a comedy team to a drug icon. And I like that title, man. Because, you know, everywhere I went, especially in jail, even in jail, I got respect from the guards, man. It was, and by the way, all that Bubba stuff, that homo stuff, you know, that jail, it's not true, man. It doesn't hurt. But the guards, it was weird, man, because I'm in jail, and I'm a prisoner, and they're telling me, you know, like every other prisoner, you know, they strip you naked and they search you all the time. And, but it's really weird being searched by a fan. I got all your records. Turn around, man. Okay, I'm in a room. Yeah, I like up the smoke, man. I like your balls. One time I bent over and the guy looked at my butt. He goes, so have you seen Chiefs lately? I go, no, why is he up there?
If you'd like to hear more of this, please visit our website at drugtruth.net and tune in to the November 4th Cultural Baggage Show. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.